101.7 and Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live in direct Milwaukee. Mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing Sierra at Cierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Corps, and Ascension. Milwaukee. We had an amazing conversation today with Dr. Howard Fuller. I am a proud educator at Dr. Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy. I am, for those who are unaware, I am the lead producer and educator inside of our Notes for Notes studio. Shout out to Dayhill, Dev, Ryan, Nick, Casey, the entire squad. And obviously, as I say before, I can't tell you who to vote for. All I can is bring you the information on how important this is. But as a parent who has utilized this system, it is crucial that we understand how it started, who helped start it, and where we are today. And something just don't sit right with me when a person tells me that I can't make the choice of which school my child goes to based off of them attempting to save money, them attempting to be a part of whatever games are being played. But most importantly, you are limiting my children from a fair chance at life, right? A fair chance at life. We should have the choice to be able to say, I want my child to go to public schools, charter schools, or private schools. Doesn't matter which one you choose. Your choice is yours. But ultimately, the choice should be there. So, again, major shout out to Dr. Howard Fuller. It's not often that we still have some of our prominent leaders with us today. It was a pleasure being able to sit down with him and get the facts, right? He walked us all the way back to 1985. The things that they had to go through just to be able to present an alternative, right? And so dedicated to the point where he became the superintendent for Milwaukee Public Schools while still assisting the late, great Polly Williams with the Parental Choice Program. If that doesn't show unbiased, I don't know what does. Again, at the end of the day, the point is to make sure all of our babies have the proper education, that they have equal and fair resources as everyone else, but most importantly, so that we are not failing them, so that they have the option to go on and be whatever it is that they want to be. So we're going to remove the politics, the parties, the school system. We're going to remove all of that for context purpose. And I want to talk directly to you all who are listening, right? If your child wakes up every morning and says, I hate school, their grades are horrible, they're lacking confidence, they may be getting bullied, maybe bored, maybe gifted but not challenged, maybe athletic, creative, whatever the case may be, and you say, I want to change the school that my child attends, and that person on the other end says, sorry, this school is assigned to your address. And y'all know, y'all feel me when I say that, because it has happened to me. Hey, these are all the things my child is facing at this school. And they say, sorry, I can't help you. There's nothing we could do about it based off of where you live. What are you going to do? Have you ever had to relocate yourself or your child because a school wasn't working? 833-212-1017. Let's talk about it. Y'all all know what I mean when I say that. You all know what it means when I say this. And again, it goes back to what I talked about at the beginning of the show. The fact that we have to have a conversation. This is me being transparent with y'all, Truth Nation. The fact that I have to have a conversation about somebody that I pushed out of my womb about what school they go to is insane. The fact that you're telling me there may be a chance that I won't have a choice to do so, because nevertheless, who knows their child more than the person that gave birth to them, including the father? I know where my child lacks. I know where they are gifted. I know where they need assistance. And if you are an even greater parent, despite of your circumstances, you are going to make sure that whatever it is you see inside of that child, you're able to pull it out of them. And you have to be able to do that by making choices, no matter how difficult it is. I was so faithful to my children being successful. I had one child in public school, one child in charter, one child in private. I had to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was driving an hour and a half extra before work and after, dropping my babies off and picking them up to make sure that they had the proper education that fits their needs specifically. The way my son learned was not the way that my oldest daughter learned. And my baby girl is completely different from both of them. It's a 9 and 10 year gap. She's completely different. I couldn't imagine what type of child, education-wise, Callie would be had I not made the decision to put her in private school because I noticed something inside of her that wasn't even in my other two children. Because I made this decision, my daughter now has a scholarship to play basketball. She has an academic scholarship, first and foremost. And she plays basketball for Mount Mary. Because I made that decision for her to say, I feel like based on the way you learn, your personality, and the things that you need to be fulfilled, I am choosing to send you to a charter school. My son, he's more social. He needs to go to a public school. He's okay. The way he learned, that's completely fine. And Callie needs to go to a private school. Had I not had that choice, I'm not sure. Based off my parenting skills, I'm sure about certain things. But based off environments, based off of lack of resources and other things, I'm not sure which direction my children will be in. Again, this is a different generation, right? We're expecting for our babies to be the best that they can based off of their environment and what they are around. Think about all of the AAU teams. That's for moms and fathers. Think about all of the summer leagues. Think about a lot of these relationships, a lot of this exposure is a part of your child being able to build their skill sets up and attend a private school of your choice, if that is your choice, or a charter school or a public school. But at the end of the day, you have that choice. When that choice is removed from you, it's not just about what's making it easier because of a drive. It's about what's making it easier so that your child can survive. The analogy I gave when I first got on air was, imagine if I was a child in this generation. I grew up on 14th and Burleigh. Again, this is no slight. This is no slight to the school system, the area. This is a harsh reality. It could be the same for somebody who lives on the south side. It can be the same for someone who lives in Brown Deer. But if I was an A school child growing up where I grew up at right now on 14th and Burleigh, my neighborhood school would be La Follette and North Division, right? Those would be the main two schools that I would be required to go to. Now, let's say that because it is close, there is no transportation. So now I have to walk. But let's say I was an A student. I got amazing grades. I also played basketball, and I was into other activities as well. Now I'm going to school. I'm super hyperactive because the work that's being introduced to me is work that I supersede, work that I know already, just off of me being intelligent. And then the teacher complains to my mom about me disrupting the class, saying I'm causing all of these issues despite of my grades being the way that they are. Now, let's play advocate here. Let's say my grades wasn't, and there was confliction. The solution would still be the same. Send that child to the school counselor, and then make a referral to send them to a therapist and diagnose them with ADD, ADHD, some type of anything, just to be able to put them on meds and slow them down so that they're on the same level as every other child in that school or that classroom. Versus my mom saying, hey, I see how intelligent you are. And although it may be easier for me to send you to school down the street, I'm going to send you to a school across town so that you can get the education that you need in order to be the person that you need to be. These are real life scenarios. These are real life situations. Again, we are talking about the parental choice. What's going to happen after elections in the event a specific candidate gets in and say, no more parental choice? Are you prepared to deal with the aftermath? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. 101.7 The Truth.
Things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't.
101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you will hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses in the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday, 8 a.m., only on Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Truth Nation, thank y'all so much for tapping in with me today. It's been a rough, look, I done slipped up on a couple words, but my mind is racing right now because I have so much to say, so again, I apologize, but we had an amazing conversation with Dr. Howard Fuller today. That was near and dear to my heart because it's not often that, again, I referenced this in the interview I had with Homer last Monday. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel on 101.7 The Truth. But we had this conversation last week about legacy, about, you know, being able to sit across from people who have paved the way for you and have these conversations. And most importantly, just receiving the information overall, right? We are dealing with something that can potentially affect all of us, especially those who have. The reason why I keep bringing up scholarships and athletes, not just basketball, but football, volleyball, academics, whatever it is these schools outside of the public school system offer resources, as you know, and opportunities and relationships that a lot of us would not have had our child not gone to these private schools, right? And what ends up happening is majority of us who live in the outer city, again, the outer city is the inner city, but we're left out of everything. Majority of us who have lived or currently live in the outer city, we all know the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. So when you have the option to go and play ball at a private school or just attend a private school because you are highly intelligent, it opens up doors for you and your entire family that had you gone to your neighborhood school, that may not be the case. And the reason why this is important, again, because me being me, someone who I'm never going to bring something to you all that I have not experienced myself. I am a mother of three who have went to every public, charter, and private all at one time, spending an extra hour and a half every day in the morning and in the evening to drop off and pick them up to make sure that they had a choice, to make sure that they become successful based off of the way that they learn. Who is anybody to take that right away from you? So Again, we were talking about the Choice program. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to Madi. Shout out to B. Joe, Jasmine, West. Thank y'all so much for tapping in with us. As we begin to evaluate this, right? And again, I don't want to make it political, but the politicians made it political. There is a specific multiple candidates who do not want the parental choice program. And they're looking to have that removed, which, if you don't know, affects majority of the black population in the city of Milwaukee. With that being said, as a parent, my daughter, she went to Milwaukee Academy of Science the first 3 years and graduated from Hamilton High School. And when she was at MAS, I was a parent advocate. I was an advocate on a basketball team for the school, period, because I understood the assignment. I seen how it was effective, not just because somebody asked me, but I seen how effective it was with my daughter being there academic-wise. So much to the point that by the time she reached 12th grade, she had half day and she had dual enrollment. My daughter was enrolled in college while finishing her last senior year of high school. So I've witnessed firsthand the difference in being able to send your children to different school districts, if you please. With that being said, as someone who has experienced it, the best advice I can give you all parents, no matter what type of school it is, whether it's public, whether it's charter, or whether it's a private school, you have to begin to evaluate. You have to begin to evaluate your child's education. Not just looking, oh, they're getting great grades. They're going to school. They seem happy. The teachers have nothing but positive things to say. Or even if it's the opposite, either way. We cannot afford as a people to miss a step. As you can see, they are coming for our education system. And you will be a fool to think that this does not affect you. Even if you don't have any children who utilize this program, it's still going to affect you somehow, some way. So from one mother to another mother or a father, despite of the politics, despite of it all, what I'm telling you, based off my experience first, is to evaluate. Evaluate the academic performance and growth. Study the curriculum. Especially if you're in a public school setting, you can literally go to the school's website and pull up the curriculum to see what they're learning and how they're learning it and who the instructor is. Evaluate the school culture. Does the people who are teaching at your child's school relate to that demographic? And I don't necessarily mean they all have to be black or brown. What I mean is, if you are far removed from the people you are serving, there is no way that you can meet the people where they are. There is no way you can cater to my needs and what it is that I deserve or my child deserves, because you don't have the basic understanding of what I've been through and why I got here in the first place. Is the culture safe? Do they listen to the students, or do the students feel oppressed? Evaluate the safety. Evaluate teacher retention. This is a big one. How many of y'all have children that's in school right now and the turnaround rate on staff is out of the room, off the charts? That is a consistency issue. That is a relationship issue. That is an attachment issue. When these students begin to trust their teachers, and all of a sudden they are removed from the environment based off of whatever ego pride, whatever is happening behind scenes, it affects that child. When we was growing up in school, our teachers was there the whole time, from elementary to eighth grade. Sometimes when you walk in school, in some schools now, the teachers that was there last week is gone. The leadership is constantly changing, but yet we want our children to stay on track. You got to evaluate the teacher retention, the class sizes. Are they effectively learning based off of how many children are in this one class? Special education support for those who have IEPs. What type of support system is this school providing you and your family? We're not talking about just support while they're going to school. We're talking about wraparound services. We're talking about conversations, solutions, the arts, and sports, athletics. What does that program look like? Graduation outcomes, college and career pathways. One of the biggest reasons why I supported Dr. Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy in this position is because the amount of children that heads to college, the career pathways, the college pathways. That's another reason why I chose to send my children to the schools that they went to, because of the outcome, what's going to happen once my daughter reached her senior year in high school. How effective are these AP classes? How effective is your partnership with UW-Milwaukee system? Because a lot of MPS has partnerships with them, as well as charter schools has partnerships with other schools. How effective is what she's learning? So much to the point where it gives her or him enough confidence to be successful in school so that they can go on to go to college. The discipline philosophy, right? When something happens, how are they mediating the situation? Are they quick to write them up and put them? The solution is always get them out of here. Or are they more open to, hey, let's have a conversation and see how we can make this work because I want to see you succeed, right? There was a situation in particular, we talked about it on air with my former student, Torian. 30 days before graduation, Torian got caught with some gummies or a gummy wrapper in his locker and was about to head out of there. Not knowing he had got shot at 14, that's PTSD, hello. Not knowing he has already been in and out of the juvenile detention facility, and the only reason why he still was coming to school is because he didn't want to give up on himself. But had he not had an advocate, what would have been his outcome? The school that your child goes to, they don't have to get into altercations like this or situations like that. But in the event it was them or their friends, how easy is it for your child's school to give up on them? Whether their specific child feels known or supported, that specific child. Have you had a conversation with your child to see how much they feel supported at the school that they're at? Do they have a family, a true family-oriented vibe, or is it all for looks? All of these things matters. Every last one of them. I know we got two jobs. Some of us working two jobs. I know that some of us is in our entrepreneur bag. Some of us is out here getting to it to the best of our ability. But I'm telling y'all, somebody that's on the inside, these are things that you have to pay attention to. If don't nobody else tell you, I'm going to tell you. Everything I just mentioned, you got to pay attention to it because it's critical and ultimately is going to determine how successful your child will be. When we come back from break, let's continue to have these conversations. What matters most when you are choosing a school? 833-212-1017. Then we'll go on to talk about the children. Have you ever thought about asking them? Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Life. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. Happy Monday, Milwaukee. Thank you all so much for joining us today. In case you missed it, we were joined by Dr. Howard Fuller earlier on in the show, and we had an amazing conversation again. It was very, very imperative and important to me for us to sit down and have this conversation with him because he is one of our elders who are still around, who was there from the beginning. And whatever has been put out in the media, he was there to correct it, right? Dating all the way back to 1985, the purpose of creating the parental choice program. In his words, he didn't want the schools to dictate it because that's how they make the money. He wanted the parents to. And because of the segregation and how much money was being made off of them transporting black babies, him and Polly Williams decided to approach and say, hey, let's have our own district, right? They didn't want that. Well, we got to have something. How about the parental choice program? And there's been rhetoric surrounding, hey, he don't support public school system because he's supporting this. This all took place and was taking place as he was the superintendent at the Milwaukee public school system, which means that he was advocating for parents to have choices no matter what side of the fence you chose. At the end of the day, you should have a choice. Before we went to break, we were talking about how to properly prepare your child for school as far as making the best decision for them. Some of the things that parents should pay attention to: academic performance and growth, the school culture, safety, teacher retention, class sizes, special education support, arts, athletics, graduation outcomes, college career pathways, and whether or not that child feels supported. So I want to talk specifically about the young people, because adults love deciding what children need without asking them. And trust me when I tell you, I understand. You know, I grew up in that era of a child and got no business being in an adult's conversation. And if I'm talking, you're going on in the other room and mind your business. Now that I'm older, I understand that that applies to certain aspects of that child's life. So in my house, my children have a voice to a certain degree, but they have a voice. And the reason being is because nobody can tell you but your child, because they're experiencing it firsthand. And I know a lot of times it's difficult for us to believe our children, especially when they're constantly into something at school. But parents, start listening to your child. I'm telling you, a lot of the depression is stemming from school, because they're not happy with the school that they're at. And I understand that not every parent can make that decision to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to send my child to a private school or charter school or a different school for that matter. They have to do what works for their situation. But trust me when I tell you, if you want your child to be successful in life, that's what parenting is about, making sacrifices. There are certain sacrifices you're going to have to make no matter how inconvenient it is, even if it means that it's going to save your child's life. And if you don't think it's that serious, send them to your neighborhood school. If you don't think it's that serious, send them there. Or send them to a school that you necessarily wouldn't want them to go to, but it's convenient. And pay attention to the outcome, right? So when you're talking to your child or student, start asking them these questions. Do they feel safe? Do they feel challenged? Do the teachers know their name? Does somebody notice when they show up? How are they being received? Is their voices heard? Do they feel like a student or a number? You will be surprised at how many youth can tell you how they truly feel, good and bad. They're not dumb. They pay attention to every single thing. But they also know in the back of their minds, mom's going through this, my dad going through that. I have to just make life easy. I'm going to just deal with it even though I don't want to be here. We have to start receiving the information from them. Hey, I know you're getting good grades, but how do you feel about the school overall? Right? Start paying attention to who's sitting on these boards. Who is over the board at your child's school? If it's a public school, who's the superintendent, first and foremost, because a lot of us don't even know that. Their background, where they come from, what they specialize in. Then you have the school board supervisors who has districts. You have to pay attention to who that is as well. And if your child goes to a private school or a charter school, you need to be paying attention to who sits on those boards. Because ultimately, they have a choice. They are making some decisions as well. And they are there to be your advocate. You put them in office. You put them in that seat. So whatever questions or concerns you have, it should be brought to the forefront. We have to go into this next election, which is tomorrow, understanding what's at stake. This is not a biased opinion. This is not me telling y'all who to vote for. This is me being a honey with y'all. Despite of one of the things we got to do as Black people is we got to get out of our feelings, right? Even if, do you know how many Europeans dislike each other that are businessmen and women but still do business together? Even if you feel a certain way or you have your opinions about politics or about a specific candidate, especially one that comes from, that's homegrown, have them. But at the end of the day, it's not about just you. It's about your family. It's about the people you are around. And again, even if you don't have a child that goes to a school outside of the Milwaukee public school system, or if you do, it's still going to affect you regardless. Taking away the parental choice program is not only a slap in the face to the Dr. Howard Fullers and the late Polly Williams, but it's a slap in the face to us as families, as parents. It's an insult. You are telling me that I am not competent enough to dictate the best option for my child based off of what I know, who I know them to be, because of where I live. Make it make sense. I can't have an option to say I want my child to go to school across the town based off of what I have analyzed as their parent. That's a problem. And it's coming from people, again, who don't understand this demographic, who has not taken the time to even try to have this conversation. I don't know about y'all, but for me, I dictate what's best for my children based off of being their mother, based off of their experiences in the past, and based off of conversations that I have with them. I don't know if my children would be as successful as they are had they gone to just the neighborhood school. Even if they were, I still had the choice to say yes. Yes, I want this for them. Yes, they want it for themselves. And I know Dr. Fuller mentioned that he don't believe in legacy, you know, and he gave his take on it. But I do. And when we get to undoing things like this, they do it so sneaky and so fast in a way to where we're not paying attention that they're undoing the legacy. They're undoing the work. They're undoing what people have fought so hard to make sure that we had. All of that is being pulled out and thrown out the window with everything else, all based on a political party, opinion, support, campaign, whatever their reason it is. And I personally don't agree with it. I don't support it whatsoever. As someone who has been able to see the fruits of my children's labor, because I did choose to send them to three different schools, private, charter, and public. I can't tell you public schools is better than charter schools is better than private schools, but what I can say is all three of my children went there individually, and I made that decision not even looking at it from a private, charter, or public, but looking at it from a what works best for them. It just so happened to be a private, public, and charter school. But ultimately, I still had that choice. I still had the choice to say, my son don't do good here, but he does good here. He doesn't do good in a charter school, but he does good in public school. My daughter doesn't do good in public schools, but she does good in charter schools. My youngest baby doesn't do good in either. She needs to go to private. I still had that choice. So again, ultimately, no matter where you stand, at the end of the day, your choice should not be taken away. That is your choice, especially when you have people who fought for it because they understood back then what the dynamics were and what the climate was, in which is still similar to today. We are still facing and going through some of the things that we have went through during the time when this was created in the first place, which still says a lot. When we come back from break, let's do our call to action and continue to dive in on what this looks like for us. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open, 833-212-1017. How do you feel about the parental choice being taken away? And will it affect you? It's your girl Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. One on 1.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. Happy Monday, Milwaukee. You already know what time it is. Listen, we had an amazing conversation today with Dr. Howard Fuller. And his call to action was, we got to fight. He said he didn't already did the work. He's looking to support us. And I wholeheartedly agree. Shout out to the chat. Madi says, my kids grew up in Burlington, Wisconsin. They had a menu to choose from to eat. Anytime they want different rules, they was homeschooled. Yeah, they had options. I've homeschooled Callie a little bit too, but there's options. And when you have options, that means you can make whatever choice works best for you. But ultimately, what this entire thing is saying is that, A, black and brown people who live in the outer city, remember outer city because we're left out of everything, is not competent enough to make a decision on their child education, on their child's education. Secondly, they're also saying that even though in the same breath, even though we know the public school system is short when it comes to funding and staff, so much to the point that they begin to seek employment outside of Wisconsin, they're going to recruit teachers, former teachers from the Chicago public school system. Even though we know that half of these public schools don't have central air conditioning, the food is like jail food, right? And again, this is not to pin public school systems against charter schools or private schools, but these are facts, and these are facts that are being told by the very people who are running for office. Even though we know all of this, we're still going to remove, if elected governor, I'm still going to remove the parental choice program from you. Even though I know MPS ain't got nothing to offer you and that we're trying to rebuild it, do you understand where that puts you at as a parent and in this community? So for those who like to say, this don't affect me, I don't have no children in school, or my children, they all go to public school. But guess what? What about the children that live next door to you, or the children that lives across the street, or the children that lives in that neighborhood? If it affects them, it affects you. Point blank and simple, no matter how you dress it up. It affects us all. So again, we have to make sure that we are paying attention to what is happening. We can no longer have these excuses. If you was not privy to this information, or if you did not know and wasn't aware, you got the inside scoop today. You got the truth on how it started, by who, why it was created. It was created by the people for the people. The parental choice program was created by the people and for the people. Due to segregation issues and them making boatloads of money off of our black babies, transporting them. So much to the point where Polly Williams said, hey man, listen, this ain't gonna work. Let us have our own district. Her and Dr. Fuller, that's not going to work for us. Okay, well, guess what? Something got to shake. Based off of the families that I am serving and catering to, this is the information we're receiving. And we're telling you on behalf of them that something has to happen. Now, when you compare and contrast those times, during that time to now, it's not a huge difference, which is why we still need the program. Hello? We got to wake up and pay attention. The information is there. The choice is there. Now we are being threatened with our children's education. And we all know how hard it has been education-wise, specifically in the city of Milwaukee. And if you are someone who don't have time to show up to parent-teacher conferences or to do pop-ups, or if you just don't have any children and haven't been inside of the school system, stepped a foot into the school in decades or years, let me be the first person to tell you as an educator and a parent that is needed. Let me be the first person to tell you why you should be asking questions when it comes to the type of school that your child goes to. Let me be the first person to tell you how impactful this can be with removing that choice. We have to, again, pay attention. Whether we want to or not, we can no longer, now I'm talking to us as a people, the accountability, we can no longer afford to be blind. We can no longer afford to not pay attention to what's being displayed right in front of our faces. I get it. It becomes too much work. You like, I got to look this up, look that up. Yeah, educate yourself. And if you don't feel like it, I'm going to do it for you. I wasn't there, but I can bring you the person who was. Shout out to Dr. Howard Fuller. Shout out to the late, great Polly Williams and everybody else who played a part in making sure that this happened. And for my generation specifically, the late 30s, early 40s, y'all most definitely should be listening up. Our children are still in grade school, middle school, and high school. And I know a lot of parents who benefit from the parental choice program. So again, if you are unaware of how this would affect you in the event a specific candidate was to be elected, I'm not talking about Crawley because Crawley is for parental choice. In the event a specific candidate, because it was multiple ones who wants to remove the parental choice program, understand how it's going to affect us all. Elections is tomorrow. If you are still undecided, that just means that you haven't done your homework enough. You got to pay attention to everything. And education is the biggest of them all. We are experiencing first-time college graduates in our family. You understand? You understand how important that is? And it all stems from us having a choice. I got a choice on what school I can send my child to, which means I have a choice on how their life is, which way it goes. Okay, I know my child is like this. I know we live in this environment. I know that if I keep my child in this environment, there's distractions. Again, not to say that white is right or that private schools is always better, because that's not necessarily the case, or even charter schools or public schools. Again, the point of it all is just so that we can have a choice. It's like being in a relationship and somebody lies. I always say, don't lie to me. Not because I want control over you, but because give me the option on how I want to respond. If you give me all the facts, I can work with that. If you give me the truth, not honesty, because honesty is dictated based off of how you feel. I don't want your honesty. I want the truth. If you lay the truth out in front of me, then I will know what to do, right? Choices. Choices. We have a choice in everything we do up until we don't, people. And they're showing you and telling you, oh, yeah, I want to defund this. I want to do that. But by the way, I want to get rid of the parental program. And we just in here like, oh, okay, whatever that means. You benefit from it. Hello? You benefit from this program. So does your children. So as I leave you today, my call to action is, A, the primaries are tomorrow. Make sure you are making the best decision for you. Do not be blindsided by the rhetoric and by the fluff. Get your tail in there and go vote for David Crawley. Vote for whoever you feel is best. But I'm telling y'all, it's your play cousin here. We voting for DC, man. I don't care how you feel. Listen, you can have whatever issues. That means nothing. At the end of the day, he's homegrown. He know what time it is. He's been around where we've been at. He's tangible. You can touch him. He gonna pull up. We voting for DC. I want y'all to educate yourself, man. Continue to fight. Shout out to Dr. Howard Fuller for joining us today. He said he is out of the fight physically, but he is here to support us. So make sure y'all keep up the good fight. Tap in tomorrow. Again, we bring in the culture. Flyer John, man, if you're from the crib, you know what time it is. We got Flyer John coming on, man, the number one when it comes to marketing and street promotion. Make sure y'all tap in 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Monday through Friday. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Have a safe evening, Milwaukee. Peace.
Yi Lang Zhang was born in Warsaw, the son of refugees who fled communism in search of freedom. His parents taught him that freedom comes with responsibility. And for Yi, that means being accountable to every person he serves. School board treasurer, county supervisor, village trustee, a nonprofit leader. Yi Lang Zhang has managed multi-million-dollar taxpayer budgets at every level. And now, he's ready to be a watchdog for Wisconsin.